Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Mishnayot, Masechet Makos. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Till now, the Perek has been talking about cases that are subject to the punishment of Malkus. Now, the Mishnayos are going to get a little bit more into the details of how Malkus is done. Kama Malkinoso. If a person does an Avera that is subject to the punishment of Malkus, how many lashes does one get? So the Mishnah says, Arboim chaser achas. He gets 40 less 1, which is 39. Shenemar, because we understand from the pasuk, it says, B'mispar arboim. It says a count of 40. And the Bartanur explains, had the Torah said, Arboim b'mispar, a 40 count, then we would know that the Torah meant 40. Since it says a count, and then says 40, it's telling us that it's a count that the following number would be 40. And we find in other cases too that when it says 40, it means 39. And that the Torah uses a rounding to refer to the amount. In this case as well, and this is actually the classic example, even though the Torah says 40, it means 39. Minyan shehu somuch l'arboim, an amount, a count that is right next to 40, which is 39. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Arboim Shleimus Huloka, the Torah is to be taken literally, and he holds that he gets 40 lashes. So the Mishnah then asks, Vehechan Hulokas Hayasera, where does he get, where is the 40th lash, the extra one, given? Because later on, the Mishnah explains that when they give the 39 lashes, it's split into three sets of 13. One set of 13 is done in one section of the body in the front, and the other two sets of 13 are done on the back on either side. So therefore, it splits evenly into 3 times 13. According to Rabbi Yehuda, where would the 40th lash be given? So Rabbi Yehuda answers, Ben Ksefav. It would be, unlike the other two in the back that were done on either side, on the shoulders and the arms, this would be in the middle, Bank Seifa, between the two shoulders. That is the Machloikis, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Torah tells us that you're supposed to estimate, before giving Malkus, how much the person is physically able to take. And we learn out, because it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yosef, that you shouldn't give more than the 39 that the Torah prescribes, we deduce that more you can't give, but less is permissible. And in what cases? That those are cases where a person isn't physically able to withstand 39 Malkus, because Malkus is not meant to be a death penalty. It's meant to be a painful punishment. And if the person can't bear 39, so we estimate what the person physically can bear. Ein omdin, we do not estimate also elo b'makos haruyos lishtalesh. Only makos that can be split into three groups, as we mentioned before. So even if it's not 39, it should be an amount that is divisible by three. Amadu l'kabel arboim. What if they estimated that he can take, even though it says arboim, it's using the lashon of the pasuk, it means 39. They estimated that he can take 39, and then when they started l'ka miktsas, they started giving him malchus. The people realized that there's no way that he was going to be able to survive the remaining Malkus. And they realized that he could not withstand taking the rest, the full 39. Potter, so they stop, and he doesn't have to continue getting any further Malkus. What about the reverse? Amadu l'kabel shmon esrei. What if they estimated that he can take 18? Notice 18 is divisible by 3. And then after they did the 18, they saw that he looks like he can handle some more. Mishaloka, once he got the 18, Amru, they saw and they realized, Shiyachol hulakabal arboim, that he can get the full amount. So we say, Potter, they estimated 18, that's what he got, doesn't get any more. What if, over Avera, if a person did an Avera, similar to we had in a previous Mishnah, where a person did an Avera that had 8 lavin, what if a person did an Avera that had 2 lavin? So there were 2 sets of malchus that he is subject to receiving. Over Avera sheyesh bo shnei lavin. So what if they estimated that he can't get 2 sets of 39, but he can get a total combined of 42, which is 39 plus 3 is 42, also divisible by 3. Amidu Amid Echad Loke Upotur. If they estimated that he could in one set get 42 Malkus, he's able to withstand that, and that would cover the two Lavim, because we would say that he got covered both for the first Lav and the second Lav with the 42. So then Loko Potter, he would get 42 and he's done. Vim Lav, what if they estimate that he can only get 39 or less than 42? So you don't have an extra 3 minimum for the next Lav. So then you would only give him one set of Malkus, and for the first Lav, Loke, Umisrapa, and then we would wait for him to heal. And then he would go ahead and get a second set of Malkus for the second Lav. Loke, Umisrapa, if he's not able to get 42, that would cover both Malkus. He would have to get one set of lashing, heal, Chose Veloke, and then he would get a second set of Malkus. With this, we end Mishnah Yud Aleph, and look forward to continuing with Mishnah Yud Beis.